Now, you use the term, though, crab town a couple of times, but you say growing up that was not,
Well, I
no one
did it
ever thought
because
of
that's what
that.
I just recently heard that it was called, so I thought, I guess I better call it that, but I wasn't, we weren't aware of
But at
that.
the time it was just your neighborhood.
Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah.
Well, that's fascinating. And you brought some photographs. Why don't
Yeah,
we have a
well,
peek at
this is
those?
my dear father when in Washington and Oregon. Isn't that amazing that that's how they chopped down those
That
enormous
looks like
trees
it
in
might be a
those days?
Douglas fir.
Yeah,
And they're using
1920.
double-bitted axes. Are they up on
On a,
springboards,
yes,
perhaps?
oh yes, yeah.
Got huge
And
trees and all that manual labor to
oh my
cut them
goodness,
down.
yeah. This is picnicking at the mouth of the Seymour River,
Oh yeah.
Mother and Dad.
Yeah, they're
It was just beautiful.
on a bit of
There,
lawn there in front of the trees.
well, yeah, we would have rowed across, or we may have walked across the old Chicken Narrows Bridge, which we
Okay.
had to do to get to the Swedish Park. Yeah, and the only reason I brought these, it's up to you to decide whether the pictures have value. This one, I think I must have only been 15, my sister 14, and their mother, and we would have been living on the
Oh.
waterfront at that time.
And you are all dressed just fine.
Well, I like it, especially of our mother there. I think she looks lovely
Yeah,
there.
you're strolling along one of the downtown Vancouver streets,
Yeah.
and there's great
Some of my
neon
friends
signs in the
who are my
back.
age remember that name on a dress shop,
The Mode
so
O'Day.
Bramble or Hastings, I don't know.
The Mode O'Day dress shop.
Yeah,
That's a cute
I
photo.
picked that because it's the contrast. I'm sure I couldn't have been more than 15 and maybe even 14
So, sorry,
and
this is you on
13.
this side?
Me, and that's
It's
Trudy
Trudy.
there. Yeah, but then this was when I was 18. You see that when we were Mother and I were able to escape that summer to the Skeena River to the salmon cannery. So that was 18, when we soon after when we left the waterfront.
Sir.
This was taken at the fish cannery on the Skeena
Okay.
River.
Yeah,
But it was the
next.
time when we came back from there, as I say, we worked at the Georgia, which is now a heritage site, Gulf of Georgia Cannery in Stevenson, or just over one winter. After that, I came, after we moved to East 8th Avenue, I took up psychiatric nursing for a while.
Okay. Sounds like those were years of working hard, though.
And we had all
Long,
that
hard
long, I
work.
didn't really mention that we had all that long hike up the hill to go to school, which had to be, well, it might not have been any more than 2 miles.
Did any, how did you sort of fit in with school? Did anyone think it was odd that you hiked up
I
from the
remember
waterfront?
feeling literally terrified when we first saw that school because it was so huge, coming from the country from a one-room
Mm-hmm, I'm sure.
schoolhouse, you know. Yeah, but no, we seemed to fit in quite well, really, and I don't remember. I think it was a kinder time. There was stricter discipline in schools. And I don't remember any bullying of any kind in our elementary. Well, not in our school years here.
Now
I really don't.
your background's Finnish. Is that right?
Yeah,
And did
mother and there was no ESL sort of teaching, you know, in those years in the early 20th century. So it was very, very difficult for people who came from foreign countries to get by and try and learn English at the same time. So we always spoke. We were isolated on the farm. Our nearest neighbor was probably at least 6 miles away, which was by
Hmm.
horse and buggy. Hardly anyone had cars in those days, you
So,
know.
did being Finnish though in Burnaby schools, did anyone seem to mind? Did you feel you're a little bit outside, or
Well,
were you
there were
welcome
some funny.
then?
I think my sister might have written. I know she did to someone. One thing that she remembers was she was asked, I think in grade four, how to pronounce the word C-A-F-E, cafe. And she said, she was very bold. She was a better student than I was and more confident. And she put up her hand, and the teacher said, yeah, yes, Gertie. And she said, calf. And the children, I do remember that, the children in the class all laughed when she pronounced it that way. And she was so angry at the teacher because the teacher didn't reprimand the class for laughing.
Well, but anyone could have made that mistake, I would think.
Well, I sure, but she mentioned that not that long before she passed away, and I didn't remember the incident at all. But other than that, I don't remember any problems whatever. We made friends. time now, at school.
Some of these other photographs, so. I'm wondering, because this picture of the homes along the waterfront, all in their little stilts, does that look
it's
familiar?
It's not the best, because I wish somebody had taken much nicer pictures, really. I mean...
So you don't think the photograph really shows it the way you remember it?
Yeah, it does, from some of the areas. But, I mean, I can remember one, the largest house nearest the old Second Arrows Bridge. It was a family named Sweet that lived there, and they had goats. I think they even had an upper story. That was a beautiful house.
So
the only really big house I
remember. Where were the goats actually kept?
I have no idea. They must have had some kind of a shed down there, too.
Yeah.
You know, but I can remember the youngest daughter walking the goats along the railroad track. They were about a good half mile from our house.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'd play on this ramp and run up and down. It had three tiers to it.
Mm-hmm.
It was right by the railroad.
Mm-hmm.
And there were large divisions. So we'd run up this steep ramp, then go over and rest behind the division. Up we'd go again and rest, and then all the way to the top. And the security guards were, because that was for, because they were involved in the war with the Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever, the wood would have, how that would have protected the water pipes, I have no idea if they'd been bombed. But they did have the security guard up here. And then we had this, there were a few stairs. Our house was really, like I've said, stairs leading down to the house on pilings down in here, in front of the water.
I think we have a couple photos here as well. This is your sister outside.
That's right.
Home?
Oh, there, that kind of shows it. See, the stairs, a few stairs went down to the little house there. But, and yeah.
And she's sweeping. I gather that your mom kept a very clean and tidy house.
Oh, boy, did she ever. She was very, very fussy. We didn't get away with anything. You know, and it wasn't easy. I mean, we had no electricity, no running water, but that didn't matter. Brooms were available, dustpans, you know.
Did it ever get sort of cold and clammy, do you remember? I mean,
not at all, because we had a wood-burning stove, which was always going in when it was colder.
Okay, kept
you know,
warm and dry.
That's what we did our cooking on. In fact, that's where we had to set up a copper boiler to whiten. In those days, everyone just had white linen sheets, pillowcases. Nobody had figured colored things, you know. So, but people would remark on the lovely whitewash we had on the line.